Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And what I'm reading is this book, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May. We've reached chapter 13, and it's entitled Time for Questions, and it deals with the issue of apologetics. Are we any good at apologetics? Do they have a place in persuading people of the truth of the gospel and the Bible and Jesus and so on? So he makes this point. Let me read for you from page 155. 10 years ago, Church Survey UK asked the question of why so many people were dropping away from church. Consolidating the responses of 14,000 people, the survey report drew 5 main conclusions. The first and foremost, and this is what we're going to look at today, of these was the need for apologetics to be given priority in the weekly sermon. Apologetics, priority in the weekly sermon. Chapter 1 began, people want churches to emphasize the many reasons we believe, why believing in God and Christianity makes sense, and to challenge a doubting society. 73% of respondents to the survey indicated that a growing number of people are leaving church under the false impression that there are, quote, there are no strong reasons for Christian belief. What a sad thing when people leave believing there are no strong reasons for Christian belief, when in fact there are many. As Paul said, the faith is true and reasonable. So what do we do about that? And so Peter's suggestion is that in our sermons, that we address the questions that we think people will have about a passage. Are we, as preachers and teachers, and in our personal sharing of our faith, thinking about the questions people would have? Peter says that this is an important component of a sermon. As an example, let's talk about what I'm going to be preaching about this coming Sunday in the Watford Church of Christ. We're looking at a passage in Luke chapter 11 where Jesus talks about Jonah, Nineveh, Solomon, and the Queen of the South. 4 things that a visitor to church or someone with a lot of doubts about faith may be asking questions about. Did Solomon really exist? Did Jonah really exist? I think it was just some children's story about a fish. Where and what is Nineveh? Is it some mystical place, mythical place? Now, what about the Queen of the South? Who is that? What South was she in? Was she really a queen? Did she really come and see Solomon? And I think in my sermon, whilst the sermon is not about the detail of Jonah, Nineveh, the Queen of the South, and Solomon, it's really about Jesus's point, and we'll have to look at that as the main point of the text. Nonetheless, if some of my audience are thinking about Jonah, Nineveh, the Queen of the South, and Solomon, and they're confused about that or questioning that, they will not be able to listen to what I have to say and what Jesus has to say, and that's his point in Luke 11. They'll not be able to listen to that. Instead, they'll be having in their mind this confusion of questions about such matters. So there's at least part of my sermon on Sunday must include giving reasonable reasons to believe in the truth of Jonah and Nineveh and Solomon and the Queen of the South. And perhaps, we'll see in my sermon, you can check it out later if you like, perhaps that only needs 1 minute or 2 minutes. But if it's 1 or 2 minutes out of 20, 25 or 30 minutes, I'd suggest that's valuable, because then the other 20 odd minutes, hopefully people will be able to listen to what Jesus has to say and what that passage is really all about. So I think that might be a useful thing to do. You can check if you think I do a good job. But apologetics needs to be part of our sermons. As Peter goes on to say on page 160, I should flag up in passing the alarming phenomenon that the congregations of most British churches are predominantly female, commonly 60 to 80%. But when it comes to seminars, lectures, or conferences on apologetic subjects, the attendance is often more than 80% male. Now, there may be various reasons for this, but perhaps one of the ways to draw more men into the Christian faith is to make sure that where there are obvious questions in the passages we're preaching and teaching on, that we're addressing them with the correct, helpful use of apologetics. So, what apologetics are meaningful to you? I'd like to know. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Tell me, please, and share with others on the YouTube channel, on Audio Boom, or wherever you see or hear this recording. Let us know what apologetics mean to you, what are useful to you, how important do you think apologetics are if you're a man or a woman. Have you heard people preaching and teaching in such a way that it helps to settle those questions and those doubts? Questions are not bad. Doubts are not bad in themselves, but have you heard people skillfully and helpfully address those things? And what have they done that you've found or your friends have found to be so helpful? Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.